Welcome to Story Time. This is Aunt Dee. I'm so glad you chose to join us today. Teacher's pet, teacher's pet. When I was a little girl, that's what the class would call the boy or girl who seemed to be the teacher's favorite. In our Bible lesson today, Joseph was the favorite of 12 sons. The Bible says that old Father Jacob loved Joseph best because he was the son of his old age. Perhaps there were other reasons as well. We do know that Joseph was a very wise and obedient son, even at just 17 years of age. And according to Genesis chapter 37, not all of old Jacob's sons were that way. As far as we know, all of Jacob's sons were shepherds. That means they watched over their father's many herds of animals. Joseph was sent by his father one day to check on 4 of his brothers. They were out in the field with the herds. And the Bible tells us that Joseph had to bring back an honest report to his father. But uh-oh, Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. That means they were doing very bad things. What it was, we don't know, for there are many, many ways to sin. Disobeying our parents or pouting. Perhaps Jacob's sons were mistreating the animals. Maybe they were talking mean to each other or saying dirty things. Oh, there are many ways to sin, but there is one everlasting punishment. The punishment for sin is that we're separated from God forever. You know, you may look at someone else and say, well, at least I don't do what they do. But remember, God sees us all as sinners. And he saw what Jacob's sons were doing, even though we don't really know what it was. When Joseph brought that evil report to his father knew it was true, for Joseph was honest. He was a son who loved to obey and please his father, a son that could be trusted. How Jacob loved that boy. So much so that he made a special coat of many colors just for Joseph. It was a coat like king's sons wear. You know, it was probably easy for Jacob to love his son Joseph because Joseph was such a wise and obedient son and the son of his old age. God loves you and me even when he sees us filthy in our sin. You see, that sin is like filthy clothes. God loves us so much that he sent someone to change clothes with us. Well, sort of. You see, when Jesus died on the cross almost 2,000 years ago, the Lord Jesus was taking your sin and my sin, that filthy, filthy garment of sin, upon him so that we could have his pure, clean righteousness, like a garment, like a coat. Oh, how much God loved us to do that for us, much more than Jacob could have ever loved his son Joseph. But of course he loved him, and everybody knew it, including those 10 older brothers. Now, Benjamin was the baby brother, so he didn't know a lot about this, but those 10 older brothers saw that new coat that Joseph was sporting. And they were very upset. And when his brethren saw that their father loved him more than all his brethren, they hated him, and they could not speak peaceably unto him. They were thinking, not only was Joseph a little tattletale, but he was daddy's favorite, and he got something special that they didn't get. Oh my, their hearts were so full of jealousy. The Bible says that one night, Joseph had a dream. It was a strange dream, and when he woke up the next morning, he wanted to tell someone about it. Now, if it were you and me, would we go tell those 10 older brothers about it? No, we would be so upset with them. Who would want to talk to them? But do you know Joseph had such a forgiving spirit? That's exactly where he went. And this is what he said to them. Here, please, I want you to hear the dream which I have dreamed. For we were in the fields, and we were bundling our bundles of wheat, and all of a sudden, my bundle of wheat stood up, and yours also stood up around mine, and all of a sudden, your bundles of grain bowed down to my bundle. Ooh, how do you think those brothers felt? They said to him right quick, "Do you think, are you trying to tell us that you are going to rule over us? Do you think that you're going to have dominion over us?" And the Bible says, and they hated him yet the more for his dreams and for his words. What is this growing jealousy and envy going to cause Joseph's brothers to do? You can be sure it's a very shocking story next week, so don't miss it. That's all for story time today, boys and girls, but don't forget to join us next time. And why not take time today to send Aunt Dee a note at goodfriend.com.